ATL Echo presents Better Off by Sam Under the Lights. Sirius had just opened today's box of his advent calendar, and he's quietly inspecting the contents, his cheeks flushed as he brings the large purple item closer up to his face. He's lost in thoughts, but when he hears the front door to the flat he shares with James slam shut, he nearly jumps out of his skin. He throws the purple vibrator back into its box, and he quickly shoves the advent calendar underneath his bed. But when his best friend comes into his room, before crashing down onto his bed, he spots another one of the toys lying in the middle of the room, clearly having fallen out in his haste. "You made the right decision staying home today," James sighs as he kicks off his shoes. "I swear, the closer it gets to Christmas, the more people..." Sirius can see him look in the direction of the shiny black toy, of which he still isn't quite sure what it's supposed to do. But he's still hoping that he won't catch on to what it is, and that he'll simply get on with his story. "Please tell me that isn't what I think it is." James grins when he looks up at him, any hope of him not noticing now definitely flown.
"It's just a..."
James has jumped up before Sirius can even think of an excuse, and when he picks up the toy, the grin on his face grows even bigger. "Pads," he laughs. "Is this why you wanted the flat to yourself today?" He waggles his eyebrows as he inspects the toy, before quickly setting it down on the bed. "Wait, it's clean, right?"
"Yes,"
Sirius groans, too embarrassed to go along with James's playfulness.
"Please, can we just pretend you didn't see it?"
"Why?" James shrugs, before crashing down next to him again. "I've got one too." "Well, two, actually."
Okay, three,"
he sheepishly adds as he nudges him in the leg.
"Are you blushing?"
"Yes."
Sirius had been single for a few months now, so he thought he'd treat himself to an adult advent calendar. He thought it would be a nice treat for himself, but half the things he found in the calendar so far either didn't interest him or were meant for couples. And then there were the ones of which he didn't even understand how they worked. This was supposed to be for himself, though. And while he has no trouble talking about sex with James, he can't help but feel like he's just been caught in the act somehow, even if he wasn't actually doing anything other than looking at a sex toy.
"I don't even know what it is,"
Sirius admits, before quickly adding,
"I know it's a sex toy, but..."
"Oh!" James picks the toy up, the sight of his best friend with the toy in his hand enough to make Sirius feel excited butterflies in his stomach. Although the excitement quickly turned into awkwardness when James started explaining. "You see this bit? You put this in your..."
"Got it,"
Sirius quickly says, hoping that James will leave it at this, and that it will never be brought up again. Although, knowing his best friend, he will bring it up at every possible occasion from now on.
"Why buy it if you don't know how it works?"
Sirius considers lying and saying that he got the wrong thing, but he decides to tell the truth instead. So he leans down and retrieves the advent calendar from underneath his bed. Half the box is already open, but none of the items used yet.
"Wow!"
James laughs, but it doesn't seem like he's laughing at him, rather that he's impressed. And more than that, fascinated to find out that his best friend got himself such a thing.
"I thought it would be fun,"
Sirius shrugs embarrassedly. Not so much because he's just shown James something that was supposed to be private and only for him, but because he feels like buying the damned thing was a mistake. This was supposed to be a treat for himself, yet he hasn't enjoyed a single minute of it yet.
"But,"
James asks,
"you're not into any of this stuff?"
he guesses as he opens box after box, checking out the items of the days before. He chuckles when he takes out the black handcuffs, but he puts them back into the box before opening the one from today.
"That thing is just scary looking,"
Sirius says. But when James dangles it in front of his face, he can't help but laugh.
"Most of this stuff is for couples anyway."
"Ah," James sighs, finally realizing what the issue is.
"Well, if you need someone to help you try out this stuff..."
He waggles his eyebrows again before throwing the dice up into the air and catching it.
"Interesting. I haven't done that before, have you?"
he asks, as he shows Sirius the position that's illustrated on there. James's offer is talked over so quickly that Sirius can't help but think that it was nothing but a joke. so he grabs the dice from his best friend's hand, not willing to discuss this any longer. It's awkward enough as it is, and if he hadn't been feeling nervous to try out any of these toys before, he sure is now that James has handled every single one of them. "You could use the toy from the third day for this," James goes on, still talking about the position on the dice. "Or you could try without, or..."
"I'm on my own, remember?"
Sirius grits through his teeth.
"So if you want the dice or the cuffs, feel free to take them. I'm not going to use them anyway."
"Why not?" James shrugs. "It could be fun." Sirius is about to give him a list of at least a dozen reasons why he won't be using them. But when he realizes just how serious James has become, how his teasing has turned into a genuine interest and excitement, he keeps quiet. James checks out the other side of the dice before showing Sirius the position, a face-to-face position that seems awfully intimate and that makes Sirius blush deeply.
"What do you think?"
James nudges against his leg again, before looking up at him so he can see his face.
"Unless you want to keep this stuff for when you meet someone."
That had been the plan, Sirius has to admit. Or maybe he would have thrown out what he couldn't use and stuffed the toys in the back of a drawer, in case he would ever figure out how to use them. But James's offer is tempting, because ever since they'd gotten each other off that one time back at school, Sirius had thought about him more often than he would like to admit, usually when he was in the shower or alone in bed at night. Still, since those few times of getting each other off, and even sharing a few kisses just to see how it made them feel, nothing more had happened, and they'd decided they'd be better off as friends. And while this would be nothing more than casual sex, or at least that seems to be what James is offering, Sirius can't help but worry whether it would change things between them, and if it would be best not to go there again.
"Pads?"
James asks, not failing to notice the hesitant look on his best friend's face. So he turns on his side, and he slides his hand onto his thigh. A thing he does all the time, yet this time it makes Sirius reach out and grab his hand.
"You know I love you, right?"
he whispers, before bringing James's hand up to his lips and kissing it, wishing he could get out the
"I'm in love with you, and I have been for years,"
or the
"You're the reason I can't hold a relationship,"
or even the
"This wouldn't be casual for me."
But the words get stuck in his throat, and when James sits up so he can kiss him, he can't help but wonder if somehow he read his thoughts.
"I love you too,"
James smiles, something in his eyes that tells Sirius that he's close to saying more, too. But then, he seems to shake it all off, because he grabs the handcuffs and he dangles them in front of Sirius's eyes.
"So, what do you say? Want to give this stuff a try?"
ETL Echo. Echoing tales for everyone to love.